那么现在在场的还是看到有很多的抗议者在国会大厦的门前台阶附近聚集着。那么现在整个国会大厦里面呢，两个议场都是属于休会的状态。那镜头中这位抗议者呢在大喊说，我们将不会放弃我们的国家，不会将其屈服于外国利益，我们将要捍卫我们的自由，我们将永远不会放弃，这位抗议者在大喊。
Those domestic enemies are here. We're not awake, America. Be awoke. The enemy is not at the gate. The enemy's already here. One loud voice. We are one. We are united. Josh Macias, that's for Trump. We will never quit.
Where's Scooter now? No, I think he's up there.Zero was dead center, floating on stage. He's on two way. Oh, no, the two way radio. What were you saying?
I'd say maybe 10,000. They certified the board to the
Is that tear gas
on
there?
Thank you.
this mean we won?
You hear us now? You gonna ignore us now? You gonna start treating us with respect? We're the wrong crowd to fuck with. We're working together.
大家好，欢迎回来。那么现在是我们的直播现场，我们现在给大家看到的画面呢，是在美国的国会大厦外面，抗议者呢正在进行抗议。那么刚才本来下午我们在进行直播的是在参众两院联合联席会议的状况。那本来呢是参议院还有众议院都在分别针对亚利桑那州有争议的选举结果呢进行辩论以及投票，但是呢我们看到这两场会都是突然的终止了。那么当时呢这个议长是要大家维持秩序，然后就看到大家议员是离开了这个议场。那么最新的消息显示呢，是因为有抗议者是冲进了国会大厦内部，那么导致呢国会大厦里面的警员以及安保呢是叫大家马上躲进最近的房间，并且保持安静。那么甚至看到有一些人的消息是指到呢叫他们要躲在桌子下面，那当然这是未经证实的消息。但是最新的状况可以总而言之呢说成现在是抗议者在外面抗议，而内部的议会是暂时的休会。那么现在两者仍然在非常紧张的对中。那么最新的状况是说呢，国会的警察与抗议者是武 装对峙。就因为呢，国会大厦内的这个警察是在这个前门，就他们是全副武装的在对峙着这个抗议者。那么甚至呢，是有警察拔出枪对着试图进入前门的人。那么这个消息是根据 CBS 的最新报道。那么这是根据 NBC 新闻的最新报道，那么他现在也在说呢，美国的国会大厦已经进入了 lockdown， 也就是封锁状态。那么议员们呢也已经被要求要撤离大楼。那么抗议者呢是已经冲破了国会大厦外的这个路障，是进入到了大楼里面。那包括这个康州的议员呢是说呢，警方是要求议员们要戴上防毒面具，因为这个圆形大厅里面是使用了催泪瓦斯。换句话说呢，这个催泪弹是已经发放到了国会的这个议会里面了，就是这个建筑物的内部了。那么在推特上，我们也看到多位议员是发表推文，包括提到了他们要被要求离开，要紧急撤离等等。那么川普总统也在他的推文中呢，首先是表示呢对冯斯副总统的这个作为呢，他说冯斯没有足够的勇气去做他应该做的去保护我们国家和宪法的事情。那他也提到呢，说现在国会的警察们以及执法人员都是要应该得到支持的，他说他们是真的站在我们国家的这一边的，所以说请大家要保持和平，保持理性。那么的确这个最新的状况可以说是非常的戏剧化。那么没有人可以想到说，本来可能以为呢我们这个议会要开可能好多个小时，以为是场非常漫长冗长而又有理有据的直播，但是没有想到是突然中断，甚至是进入到了一个全场都在进行抗议和对峙的一个状态。那么所以说我们现在呢是马上请到了我们的时事评论员秦鹏先生来为大家做最新的分析，那么与此同时呢也会为大家实时的更新现场的最新状况。好的，秦鹏先生，那您对这个现场的这一幕大戏有什么样的观感？
当然我们看到的现在呢是双方的这样一个对峙还是比较激烈的，就是特别是看到有一些就是抗议者他们是比较激动的。实际上我们刚才呢因为是在推特上看到有一些人实际上已经进入了这个国会的内部，有的也爬到了国会的这个尖顶，用梯子还有或者其他方式攀援上了之后去闯入了层层的这样的一个封锁。所以呢现在的这个状态的话实际上是已经是变成了一个非常激烈的一个抗议。那么是什么引发了这样的一个抗议呢？这个呢我觉得是值得我们来去讨论的一个话题。
是我们知道其实川普总统呢包括其他很多川普的支持者在集会上都有号召说大家一定要来到 DC 进行游行和集会，但是我们也知道其中一个重点呢是说大家要保持和平，不要以左派的暴徒那样子其人之道还治其人之身。那么现在来电回到现场的画面状况，看到最新的画面是有人被抬上这个担架，是紧急的这个医护担架被送到了一个附近的地方，那可能是出现有人受伤的状况。
对，很可能这个地方应该是发生了一些冲突。
那回到刚才我们这个谈论这个抗议者他们动机的这个话题，就像我们在画面上现在所看到的是人山人海，非常多人是在这个国会的外面。那现在切回到了国会内部的状况，可以看到我们的记者正在追随着几名在走廊上移动的议员。那么现在内部的状况呢还不得而知，但是呢看到佩洛西好像有最新的消息，我们来看一下。那么佩洛西呢他是发表一则最新的推文，那因为是最新的我们来为大家直接念一下英文。那是 Mike DeBonis 他发表推文说呢， Confirming other reports, Speaker Pelosi has requested National Guard troops to clear and secure the Capitol via request from the Capitol Police Board. A DC government official tells me troops are on the way. 翻译过来就是说呢，有其他的报告已经得到了验证，说呢佩洛西已经要求国民警卫队去清场，清这个国会山庄外面的场。而且呢他说呢一个 DC 的政府官员告诉他们的军队已经在路上了。那么这是 Mike DeBonis 一个也是推特上非常著名的一个账号所发布出来的消息，那还有待考证。
对，那么今天呢我们看到的从目前了解的信息来看的话，我觉得是这样的一些抗议者之所以这样的激动的话，其实应该是有几个原因的。就是一个原因呢，当然我们知道在这段时间来暴露出来大量的这样的这种作弊的证据。那么这么多的抗议者呢是到了这样的美国的首都华盛顿，他本身就是要去表达一些情绪，但是呢是要有一个这样的一个我们讲说情绪的一个出口。但目前来讲呢在所有的这些渠道里边实际上是封杀了他们的这种合理的一个出口。这个我觉得可能是酿成了今天的这种冲突的一个这种原因吧。另外的原因呢就是跟最新我们看到的新的进展是有关系的。一个呢是关于这个彭斯副总统呢，他实际上是拒绝了相当于之前的时候川普总统所提出来的希望他能够行使这种特别权利， 就是拒绝某些州的这样的选举结果，然后呢是最终造成这种全面选举，或者呢是最终是把这样的一个结果呢打回去各个州的议会，让他们呢重新去评论，去决定是最终是选择哪一套的这样的选举人票。因为我们知道呢，现在的选举人票实际上是由州长所签字确认的，而按照宪法呢，它实际上是应该由州议会来完成这样的这种确认。但是呢，目前的这样的一个选举法或者程序来讲，并没有给州议会的一个解决的途径。而现有的选举法实际上还有一个我们叫死循环的这样的一个类似于违宪的这么一个设计，就是什么呢？如果说这样的一个州议会要决定要开会决定呢，是他们是否决掉这样的这种州长他们选举的结果，选提交的选举人结果，他必须召开一个特别的议会，而特别议会呢，现在是必须又由州长去签字才能够去召开这样的特别议会，所以带来了一个结果。那么州长他当然他不会去同意，对吧？所以这样的就造成了说，这样的州的议会的这种选举结果也没有这种。
Hey, I don't know if you heard, but we just had a big development in the unfolding Spygate investigations. It's just been reported.
Congressman, CNN is calling this a sedition.
Eles falaram que o presidente dos Estados Unidos incitou isso. Todos eles falando que o presidente causou isso e que eles, um resumo, eles nunca imaginaram ver isso acontecer nos Estados Unidos. O primeiro congressista que a gente estava falando, o congressista de Maryland, ele disse que já passou por várias situações tensas e complicadas na vida, mas que nunca aconteceu nada.
We're here in the basement of the Longworth House office building right near the Capitol. Protests are turning into riots here in Washington, D.C. Masses of people have broken into the barriers around the Capitol building, and protesters have actually gotten inside, and it's getting violent. Some of these people are breaking the windows of the building, and they are getting into confrontations with the police. There's video of people dressed in all black with red MAGA hats spraying fire extinguishers inside the Capitol. And there are unconfirmed reports of shots fired. This is quite an unexpected turn of events. Trump supporters have been largely peaceful in all of the previous rallies, and even today, until now. Trump supporters and organizers have always prided themselves on being peaceful and have encouraged peace. We're not sure who exactly instigated or is part of these riots. Some reports say they might be Antifa members dressed as Trump supporters, but again, we can't know for sure. This happened as the House and Senate were in the middle of debating the objections to certify Arizona's results. But because of the riots, they are currently taking a break because of what's going on. Vice President Pence has rushed from the Senate chamber as the riots broke out, and we're not quite sure when they will resume the sessions. President Trump tweeted asking for support for the police and law enforcement and told people to stay peaceful. The mayor of D.C. just issued a curfew from 6 p.m. until tomorrow 6 p.m. We'll keep you posted as we learn more. Yanya Kellick for NTD and Epic Times signing off.
Got up there. I was making a charge to make sure people could get through. Occupied a few of them so other people could get through. Sacrificed myself. Hey, I'll just have a headache and a black eye tomorrow. No big deal. I still got my life. But I'll tell you what, they're going to have to really think about what they did to people today. The American people sat there and watched what they were doing to their people. Time to take back this fucking country, people. Excuse me.
We took it back.
Time to take your house back.
take the fight back to them.
Hey, another question. The mayor just instituted a 6 p.m. curfew. What do you think about that?
She can kiss my ass.
Tell them to come and enforce it.
Come enforce it.
They couldn't stop us.
There's more of us than there are of them.
Stop all of this. They can't be done.
Hey, look up, people. Look up. Where are all the news helicopters? Do you see a news helicopter in the sky?
No.
Because they won't film this. They won't show this to the American people.
No, the media is right here. These guys.
This is the media. This is the true media. So far, there's no one else here that's been here.
He's not showing it.
No. I'm blocked.
That's true. All day blocked. Our cell phones have been blocked.
Welcome to the media blackout.
It's been blocked. Facebook's been blocked.
I will be here 31 years later after leaving Panama, Republic of Panama, where soldiers gave their life for my freedom. And here I am 31 years later standing up for the country that many people spit on and take it for granted. God bless America.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Keep going.
People.
Okay.
Quit standing back here. And get up there and show your voices.
There's people inside right now. We're going to go back in. We're taking this house tonight. This is not going to stop.
I got to get on my bus to go back to Florida. So thank you very much.
Wow. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Wow. Super strong energy out here. Unbelievably strong energy. So let's see what happens, sir.
Do you want to take a picture with your buddy?
Of course, yeah. You want to say a few words as well?
Well,
I think it's great what happened today. We're actually live, so.
Awesome. I'm on Epoch Times.
That's right.
I watch you all the time.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, this is both live and behind the scenes. This is the real
deal. I'm glad there's people like you putting this news out.
Thank you. Now, what that guy said, what do you make of that, by the way? Looking around here, there's maybe close to a million people. No, where's the media? What's your opinion of the fact that the media's not covering
this?
The
media needs strung up.
Well, the media's lying.
And they've had to evacuate the president and shut it down because Trump people are so radical. That's what the media is saying right now. That's what the American people they're hearing. They're not seeing the truth at all.
Yeah, my 16-year-old daughter.
What would you tell if somebody is at home and that's their thinking? What would you tell them?
We are perfectly safe and there's no violence right now, but they better vote for us because if they don't, they better expect some violence because we will not accept communism. We're not going to put these people. We are not. I'm from Georgia and they just stole our Senate race last night. And I'm going to tell you, this is unacceptable. They pulled the same thing. And we, the people, are fed up. So we're not going to become China. We are not going to become China.
So, you know, a lot of people I've interviewed today came from places like Panama, like that young woman, places like Vietnam. So if America does become a communist country, where would you go?
We'll go to war.
We'll take America. We're keeping it. We will go to war. Our founding fathers were willing to die for this country, and we have to do the same. We've become such pansies in this country, and it's time for us to not be a disgrace. Okay, we have a constitution, and that is the law of this land, and they need to uphold it. And if they don't, then they all need to go. Period.
Wow.
Congress building. They stand up there in Congress and they lie to the American people, and the media is lying to the American people. They're not telling the truth. They're not showing the real news. They're lying to the American posting things on media that is absolutely irrelevant. What we are being taken over by the Communist Chinese Party, and we refuse. We the people refuse to give up our freedom. We refuse. Trump won the election. He probably got more than 80 million votes, and there's plenty of evidence to show that there was fraud in this election. And we the people are here to demand that they uphold the Constitution and they certify the correct electoral votes. We will not accept any fraudulent electoral votes in this election. We're not going away.
And our Republicans have no backbone. None. They're a big disappointment to us. We need a new party.
Here's the question. So Mike Pence recently came out, like maybe over an hour ago, and he said that he's not going to, you know, he's not going to choose between electors. He's not going to basically do anything. If they go through this process, the joint session goes state by state, and they wind up certifying Joe Biden, What do you make of that? What's your opinion? What would you do?
I'm concerned. Yeah. What's going to happen? And my son says it all the time. There's going to be a revolution, and China's going to take us over, because this house has become divided, and there's too many of us that know what's happening. And we're not stupid. We know what's going on, and we're not going to sit back and let them take our freedom. I will not live in communism. I will not. I don't know about the rest of you. People die in communism. These people already have too much power. We're already almost there. We're beyond socialism. People have lost their jobs, and now they give us $600. They send money to other countries. You know why? So they can bring it back, funnel it back into their pockets. They have stolen from us for too long. That's it. We're done. We're done putting up with this. They think we're idiots. We are not idiots. Amen. And if they want to come for our guns, they better be careful.
I'll die for my kids' future.
And I've got kids, too.
There's no way I'm going to accept communism in this
I've
country
got five
at all.
Children. Yep. Wow. Yeah, we're fed up.
Yeah, look at how many women are here.
And we're not alone.
Yeah, I'm giving their voice. Because it's not for us. It's for our children.
Oh, closer.
Ooh. But look how many women are here, though, that are standing up for their rights, their children's rights, because this is not about us. It's about our children's future and our grandchildren's future. Yeah. We're not going to give it away.
Wow, that's really, really strong statements out here. So, do you have something to say, sir?
First of all, I love the Epoch Times. Thank big you, plug, awesome. Just going to say a thing about the media. There's a thing with media, and they have a standard that they have to meet called serving the public, and they're not doing it. So there's the White House or whoever it is can look at pulling the Federal Communication licensure of media who are not fulfilling their duty to report to people. Also, I was going to say something else is I think it's important that that people, when we're doing our thing here, that we maintain a higher level. George Washington, my wife's an eighth generation niece of George Washington, but when they were fighting, he said the men could not be profane in camp. They were not allowed to torture prisoners. So we got to live a different way. The founder model was we pray first. That's our biggest lever of influence. Second thing is we try administrative redress. We're trying to, as everybody's been doing for years and years, trying to talk to these people, dialogue with the House, the Senate, the President, trying to work things out and get them back to right. And then if they don't do that, even if we have to fight, that's the last option. If we have to fight and self-defend, we'll do that. This is a hill worth fighting and dying on. I hope it doesn't come to that, but we have to conduct ourselves at a higher level the whole way. Because they're down here. We got to conduct ourselves in a God and country and family honoring way. So.
You know, it's so funny, not funny, but it's so interesting you say that, because I've been going to many Antifa rallies over the last year, as well as many Trump rallies. And what I found is that usually at Trump rally speeches, people talk about things like forgiveness. People talk about things like turning the other cheek, using the Bible as reference. Well, on the Antifa side, that's not the type of things they talk about, right? So it's a big juxtaposition. So I have another question for you. So in regards to what today, in regards to the joint session of Congress, what do you think the best turnout, the best outcome that can happen today would be?
Of the day?
Yeah.
Well, my hope would be, look, I just say this, and I just want to say to speak a word of hope to people. You know, we put our faith and our trust in God. He has said in his word, who honors God, he will honor. Who blesses Israel, he'll bless. Who proclaims Christ before man, he'll proclaim before God the Father. Trump has been an honorable person. He's not perfect, but he's done so many things to keep his promises and to earn the vote that he got. I would think it personally would be over like 80 million votes.
我一直都喜欢帮父母当翻译，但是关于健保，我也摸不着头脑。
幸好 Covered California 备有华语专员，为你解答有关财务补助和申请加入的所有疑问。Covered California 1月31日截止登记。
是在 Zoom 上面的，我参加了这样的电话会议。
Congressman Greg Murphy,
现在我们画面转到记者在国会里面的记者
Longworth House Office
Building, 央亚 Kulik 的采访。
What are you aware of, Congressman, right now? What's going on?
Well, from what
现在作为一个议员，你看到的情况是什么？
Protesters who had bad behavior stormed the Capitol, actually stormed the Senate chamber.
现在有许多人说，外面的抗议者呢，攻占了国会，攻占了这个现场，包围了国会。
And the police are doing a fantastic job in controlling the unruly.
但是现在实际上的情况呢，已经
there's a lot of narratives being generated around about who's responsible, what's happening. What do you make of all this?
Well, I think
记者问说，现在有许多声音是说，到底谁该为这个暴乱负责？议员说，刚才警方介入之后呢，一切都在控制之下。 我们现在是一个法治的社会，美国这边是一个法治的社会，我们现在将会让我们的执法人员来到现场执法。我们不可以忘记我们是一个法治的社会。我是希望说在国会内部我们这些参议员和众议员能继续的我们持续进行我们的辩论。记者问说现在呢对于这个选举人的辩论的情况以及投下反对票，那你是怎么看现在这一场辩论会？现在的这个情况非常的显而易见，非常简单，也就是说那些没有根据法律违反宪法违背宪法而随意改动法律选举法的州，这些州的执法人员立法者他们随意的跟动了法律，而他们跟动的法律更改的法律是违宪的，所以我们需要对这些选举人团来自这些摇摆州擅自更改法律的摇摆州的选举人团投下的票进行一个反对。现在记者问说你认为川普保有他的总统位置的机会有多少？现在议员说实际上我看到也不是很乐观，但是今天发生的事情也是让我非常的担心。你今天看到的情况，不管川普他是不是跟这一场现在的情况有关，现在外面有一些我们听说的有一些骚动，有些人说是川普该负责，无论他有没有负责，我相信我作为民主捍卫这个美国的选举公正性以及捍卫美国的民主以及美国人民的民主自由，川普将会持续的奋战下去。谢谢。现在我们看到是国会大厦外面的情况，聚集在现场的支持者因为国会大厦稍早做了一个封锁，所以他们仍然在等候。现在国会呢周围是禁止进出的。现在国会内部的辩论会是处于一个暂时的休会的状态。现在我们收到的消息是刚才记者在国会内部的采访，对于国会议员的一个简单的采访。现在国会两院是休会的状态。现在英文大纪元的记者在国会外采访，现在民众说我希望大家都能收看新唐人大纪元 OANN。 我在九岁的时候我看到 Judy Clarence 的，现在我已经51岁了，当年我看到出现的歧视，当年不公正的现象，现在我51岁又看到重复，媒体出现了一个非常不公正的报道，甚至是 Fox 福斯新闻都不公正的报道。现在我们处于这个历史的时刻，现在我们捍卫这个民主、这个国家的自由、这个国家美国的价值是一个最好的教材，教育我们下一代最好的教材。现在记者打算靠近国会大厦一点看看现场的情况。我们的记者说有些人问我为什么戴着面罩呢，防毒面具一样的防烟雾的面具，因为稍早 是有警方释放了催泪弹，但是现在的情况我们看到都非常的和平。请问你现在来这里做什么呢？你现在今天他说我们来到这里，我们来到国会的附近，我们到了现场，我们来这里的目的就是要告诉各位我们来了。现在这个国会是我们众议会，是我们人民的国会。有部分的参与的抗议者，包括我，我们都过去，我们只是想要更靠近国会，想要告诉在国会里面的议员们、参议员、众议员们，这个国会是我们人民的国会。我们为什么要过去里面？我们为什么想要穿越那些围栏进入国会里面？是因为我们想要告诉那些参议员和众议员，这些政治人物们，告诉他们，你们没有听我们的声音。请问你刚才有被催泪弹伤到吗？你有吸到一部分的催泪弹吗？催泪瓦斯？是的，有，我们刚才有一部分的人都吸到了催泪瓦斯。那我们现在已经被驱离现场，所以我们也就离开现场。国会现在是处于一个封锁的状态。我现在是专程从佛罗里达州来到这里。就算是警察，就算是反对的声音，我都想告诉他们，我们作为美国人民，你们也是美国人民，我们在这里抗争的是美国的自由，是美国的民主。所以我告诉你们，即使你们是持反对的声音，你们把我们驱离了现场，我还是在这里为你们的自由民主而抗争。现在这个宵禁，首都的市长颁布了宵禁。我现在是一个成年人，明显的你也知道我是一位成年人，所以你现在想要对我颁布宵禁，像是一个青少年一样对我颁布宵禁。我想我们将会看看市长说你想要对首都市长的宵禁，我们记者说你对于这个宵禁的看法，民众说你想要六点就进行宵禁吗？我想你没有办法阻止我们，我想你们应该看看我们人民的声音，听一听我们的声音。我来这边是为了支持川普，因为他支持我们的军队。记者问说，你认为今天得到最好的结果是什么？我们不知道最好的结果是什么，但是我们将会持续的奋战，因为我是代表美国的退伍的军人，川普是支持我们的。现在如果他们选择了拜登当总统的话，你是有什么看法？这位退伍的军人，这位来自军方的民众说，川普是支持我们，是爱国的，是支持我们军队的，是支持我们军人的。所以我不知道如果算是拜登当选的话将会发生什么。现在有许多人就像我们一样从各个地方过来为了表示支持。现在有另外一位民众告诉我们大纪元的记者说，非常感谢你，并且恭喜你们现在媒体获得一个巨大的成长，你们的媒体现在成长得非常迅速，非常感谢你们为我们做的一切。民众说大纪元是最棒的。另外一位民众说，我们爱你们，感谢你们大纪元的报道。 替我们发声。我非常喜欢你的声音。是谁让你来啊？你们来到这里是为了什么？我们是来这里支持我们的总统，我们现在是来捍卫我们的宪法。我们现在如此重要的时候，我感觉我是在为了世界而战。我们现在对于这个国家面临的状态，我们感到非常的不满也不安，但是我们现在在尽我们全力尽全力的努力来到这个现场表达我们的声音。记者问说现在的情况是不是一个非常灾难性的，你看民众说现在呢，甚至是共和党的议员们，我感觉他们都已经让我们感到非常失望，他们没有代表我们人民。记者问说现在副总统彭斯并没有想要执行他的权利，将一部分的选举人票拒绝，你认为他这样的做是怎么想？今天我们来到这里，我们看到太多太多的选举舞弊的现象。现在画面切到在国会的记者，国会内部的记者 Yang Yakilik。现在呢，本来今天的辩论是要核实要对亚利桑那州的选举结果作为一个决定，但是因为今天的状况，所以两会的会议以及辩论现在是暂停。现在执法人员以及警察呼吁各位，呼吁民众保持平和，不要使用暴力。首都的市长已下令宵禁，我们将会静待之后的发展。现在我们的记者在国会山庄的外面，有许多民众被驱离了现场，因为现在国会是处于一个封锁的状态，周围的人呢被要求离开国会，而在国会周遭以及国会内的封锁仍然持续进行。有一部分的民众，左边的画面还在国会大厦的外面外围等待接后之后的安排。现在大纪元的记者呢采访到现场的民众，许多民众对于大纪元表达一个非常肯定非常的支持的一个态度，并且告诉我们的记者说，我随时都在看你的消息，看你的报道，非常喜欢我们记者的报道，真实的报道。民众是说刚才有15个人左右想要试图闯入国会，但是国会现在已经是一个受到控制的情况，大家都在等候接下来的消息。现在现场的情况十分的和平，稍早有据传释放了，有部分警察释放了一些催泪弹，将试图将民众驱离，而许多民众也就离开了国会大厦的外围。而现在国会是属于休会，刚才的在国会内部的辩论现在是一个休会的状态，而首都的市长也颁布了宵禁，晚间6点的宵禁。
We thought we heard that Pence was not going to solidify the vote.
我们刚才听到彭斯，现在大纪元的记者采访了一位刚才其中在现场的民众，在国会外的现场试图突破重围的民众。民众说，因为我们听到彭斯表示他不会宣布那些选票的无效，他并不会对选票那些选举人来自于摇摆州或者是有争议的选票，他并不会有任何的行动，所以我们决定说往前冲。
He was following me here. I had him sit down because he was dying. So he may be up there just trying to. He kept putting water on. You can't put water on pepper spray. It is the worst thing you could put.
有一部分的人刚才被胡椒水以及催泪弹驱除。我刚才也被有在我身边的另外一位民众，有一些他可能身上有许多的胡椒水。
That everybody got hit with an emergency alert that they need to be off the Capitol building by six. It's like, okay, so what are you going to do?
我们刚才听到的消息，还有就是每一个人都听说了一个紧急情况的颁布，要求每一个人在六点的时候离开。但是现在这个情况这么混乱，交通也是非常的阻塞。作为美国人民，我们来到这里是想要告诉各位。众议院是属于人民的，我们只是想要把众议院拿回来，拿回到我们的手中。